things lovely and peaceful in County Waterford, but it's getting busy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're getting busy now. Things are starting to really get going. And yeah, sure, look, we're just trying to get everything organized at the moment. And yeah, you know, as you say, things starting to heat up anyway.
How do you follow what happened last April?
Oh, sure. I don't know. We just, I'm not sure. That's a good question. I suppose try not to change too much, you know, keep it the same as last year, and hope, you know, expect the worst and hope for the best. Yeah, yeah.
Did poor old Balco not perhaps get the credit he deserved, because he was, you know, in any other year, you'd have been thrilled if he had the second in the race because of what happened with Manila Times?
I think he got a lot of credit, in fairness, for his run. Aidan was brilliant on him, and yeah, he was brilliant. You know, it was great for the for Racehorse Club. I think he was one of their first horses, and look, it was a super run, and I think he got a lot of credit. Yeah.
Manila looks in great nick, Manila Times. What's the plan? Because clearly, are you working sort of backwards from April?
Manila Times, yeah, look, we'll probably enter him in some of those better graded races. He's up to 158 in Ireland and 162 in England. So, you know, he's up in those, like, graded ratings. And I would say... we'll enter him for some of the better races and see how we fare out. Yeah.
How far is it? And looking to the crystal ball, how far away perhaps from a first run? Have you in the back of your mind the sort of time scale for this?
He'll be entered for the John Durkin, would be one of the races he'll be entered for, so he'd possibly be ready for that. There's a conditions chase at Thurles the end of this month as well. I think it's around the 25th or 6th of November. Sort of the end of this month, early December, I'd say we're aiming for.
This place is really buzzing. How much has what happened last year helped the profile? And above all, you know, the horses seem to be so relaxed.
Yeah, look, I suppose we set out to try and do that you know, make it as not natural, but as good for them. It's all geared towards them. It's probably not the smartest place around, but we try and gear it all towards the horses and having them happy and healthy.
Was Aintree even more special because of what had happened at Cheltenham? And many people, you might have thought, oh, that's my luck done for the season, winning the Gold Cup, and then suddenly the National arrives.
Yeah, it was all, do you know what, it was all pretty surreal, I have to say. Still now, you know, it's when I see the photos, I suddenly go, oh my God, we won such and such, or such and, you know, we've won the National, we've won the Gold Cup. And it's all pretty surreal, I have to admit. Was it any better or worse? I don't really know, because I never sort of won them individually, or, and so it was just incredible, the whole thing. Like I say, it's you're probably still waiting to wake up.